Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life. Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always, in every moment and in every place. My name is Eric Gallagher, and I'm excited to share with you today's reflection. Now, before we get into the reflection, I want to make a quick invitation once again to you in response to Pope Francis declaring this year as the year of St. Joseph. We're inviting you and everyone in the Come Follow Me community to participate in the 33-day preparation and consecration to St. Joseph. This preparation begins on Monday, February 15th, and ends on the Solemnity of St. Joseph on March 19th. Throughout that time, we'll be discussing the life of St. Joseph daily in our community and offering times to pray with one another. Find out more at comefollow.me/consecration. It's 2 days before Lent, and what we do during Lent is we practice dying. So today, 2 days before Lent, our goal really should be to prepare to die, to prepare for our death. Now, in 2003, I was activated with the Army National Guard to go over to Iraq, and it's interesting to go through that process of deployment where you're saying goodbye to your family and friends, and everyone make it. It's such a public thing now, where you have this big sending off ceremony, and everyone's saying goodbye to you, and it feels, there's a sense like it's going to be the last time, like that they're, like some of the people are saying goodbye to you. And it's as if they think you're going to die. and you really don't know how to feel, because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know really what you're going to face, or even what it's like overseas. But I just remember just kind of this beautiful reality of people getting close to me, of people being concerned, of people offering gifts and prayers and all these different things. But as I was preparing for what I didn't know was going to come, the way that people entered into that with me was very profound, very beautiful to receive that. And I praise God for a good year and to be home safe now. Now, on a humorous side, you get back after spending over a year in Iraq, and there's also some people who didn't even realize that you were gone. So there's this interesting dynamic too of there's this thing inside of me that's dying. There's this thing inside of me that was a struggle, that was a loss. And yet some people, even some people very close to me, at least for some time, maybe not recently, didn't even know that I was gone. So there's this kind of internal death that happens too, and a humility that comes and being able to offer that up. In one of my favorite spiritual reads, it's a book called The Essence of Prayer by Ruth Burroughs. There's this quote that I just continue to hold on to. She says in that text, "Nothingness is a space that divine love is filling. Nothingness is a space that divine love is filling." And this is the mystery of Christianity, to become nothing, to become ashes, to offer ourselves, to have nothing in order that God might fill us with everything. And this is truly the invitation for us this Lent, to prepare for that, to truly have and possess and become nothing so that divine love can fill us. So as we look ahead and as you prepare for Lent, now I really want to challenge you, and I'm striving to do the same, to start Lent, the day, first day of Lent, to die, to not like start thinking about what you're going to do for Lent, but start right now to prepare for death, to figure out all of the ways that you can prepare your offering for God and that you can offer that to God. Now, we know as we go through scripture, there's really nothing to fear. We can see the faith of Abraham as he takes his son Isaac up the mountain and is preparing to give God everything, to really, really end up with nothing. If God would have followed through with the original proposal of that covenant, it was really that Abraham would offer everything. But as we know through scripture, God takes our offerings. He takes them upon himself. He takes those sacrifices, and he's the one who truly makes the offering. And we in faith get to rejoice and celebrate in that offering. And we are called in ways and in beautiful, profound ways to enter into that suffering with the Lord. And we will do that during this Lent. But what a gift it is to know that God takes that offering for us. So as we prepare to die this Lent, let us humble ourselves. Let us become nothing so that God can fill us, because nothingness is a space that divine love is filling. Let us pray. Lord, we give you thanks and praise for the gift of the Lenten season, the opportunity each year to reflect upon death, to enter into death, to practice dying. So, Lord, that we could be with you not just in the good times, but that we could walk with you through your suffering as well. And, Lord, we know that at the end we will rejoice in the glory of your resurrection. So help us, Lord, to prepare and to enter into this Lenten season with faith and hope for what's to come, and with a boldness and a confidence to sacrifice deeply for you, to suffer deeply with you. We ask this in your name. Amen. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.